Blog Talk Radio. It's the one Mike Stan with Simply Nay. I am Simply Nay in full effect, and the devil is busy in the studio. That's why the fuck you couldn't hear me. We just listened to Skin by Rihanna. It's still Women's Future Month. That's what we're celebrating. We're looking at the future of women instead of spending time on our chest. I am very excited that we've got a new producer in the studio, Bass Clacky, do your motherfucking thing. Sis, love it. Let me talk about Rihanna in the studio right now, because that's what's going on, and you may not know it. She has a new album forthcoming. Her fans, known as Rihanna Navy, were very much concerned about her not making music. She was making coin, though, and that's A-okay. I want to challenge you all to support her new album. I want to challenge you all to support her. She's a cannabis advocate. She's a dope person. She ain't never said nothing fucked up about trans people, black people, race, nothing. Let's just keep on loving on Rihanna. I'm Simply Nate, your host today and every day on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nate. We are sponsored by and provided to you by and produced by Stand Omni Media, the diversified digital brand committed to amplifying the voices and cultures that are most often silenced. What you're hearing in the back is live studio audience straight from Uzi Entertainment's event at Martini Lounge. It's beautiful to be here with all the people having great conversation. I really encourage you to come out here and show some love. It's done at 725 Caddy Drive in Port Washington, Maryland. The zip code is 20744, and the food is so damn good, I might take a to-go plate. Y'all know I ain't gonna lie to you, Simply Nay in these streets. We're gonna play another song, and I'll be back with Simply Nay Set It. Give it to us.
Turn my headphone down a little bit.
Other niggas make memes. I'm on a money routine. I don't want smoke, I want cream. questions. I never was one for the bragging and boasting. I guess I was hoping the music would speak for itself, but the people want everything else. Okay, no problem, I show up on every one album. You know what the outcome will be. I'm betting 1,000. It's got to the point that these rappers don't even like rapping with me. Fuck it, come my nigga 21 Savage just hit me and told me he sent me a spot on a new record he got. He called it a lot. I open my book and I jot. Pray for Tekashi, they wanting a rap. I picture him inside a cell on a cot, reflecting on how he made it to the top, wondering if it was worth it or not. I pray for Markel cause they fucked up his shot. Just want you to know that you got it, my nigga. Though I never met you, I know that you special. When that the Lord bless you, don't doubt it, my nigga. Dennis Madrunia, stay solid, my nigga. I'm on a tangent, not how I planned it. I had some fans that hopped in a bandit ship when they thought that I wasn't gon' pan. Now I got a plan. They say the success is the greater revenge. Tell all your friends, call on a mission, submitting the spot is the greatest that did it before it all ends, nigga.
How much money you got? A lot. How many problems you got? A lot. How many people done doubted you?
A lot.
Left you out to rot?
A lot.
How many pray that you flaunt?
A lot.
How many lawyers you got?
A lot.
How many times you got shot?
A lot.
How many niggas you shot?
A lot.
How many times did you ride?
A lot.
How many niggas done died?
A lot.
How many times did you cheat?
A lot.
How many times did you lie?
A lot.
How many times did she leave?
A lot.
How many times did she cry?
A lot.
How many chances she done gave you? Fuck around with these thoughts.
A lot.
Yo, that song never gets late. It's the one Mike Stan with Simply Nate. I'm Simply Nate in full effect. We having a great time at this joint at Martini. I got holler at you, sis, as soon as I finish hosting my show. Yo, my favorite CBA oil, CBD. That's how much of a good time I'm having, y'all. She pulled up. Like, manifest what you need. Like, it's the one Mike Stan with Simply Nate. I'm Simply Nate. We having a great time. We're going to have a great conversation. It's still Women's Future Month. They tell me it is St. Patrick's Day. I don't know that nigga, but I do know me. And we should find opportunities to have black joy all the time. You too, girl. I'm having so much fun, y'all. Like, seriously. They be like, black girls don't like each other. That's a lie. God, EDU. I want to let you know that the One Mic Stand with Simply Nate is sponsored by Eve for Eve Online, the premier lesbian website and dating app. Get your motherfucking life. You need to find your Eve. I have one, March 16th, yesterday, wedding anniversary. Not trying to stun on you, but I'm trying to tell her I love her. You want to make sure that you're affiliated at Eve for Eve Online on all social media networks and www.eveforeveonline.com. I'm very excited to be talking to my guest today. She's one of DC's best-kept secrets. They don't know what's going on in these streets, but they try to tell you. Sis makes sure that we have what we need. When I say we, I'm talking about the black and brown people from DC. And I think that we have an obligation to make sure that she has what she needs. My guest today is Miss Nona Moselle, also known as Miss Nona Carter, baby. You're live on the air. How you doing, sis? Hello? Noni, you live on the one Simply Nate.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Good. Hey, how are you? I'm great. I'm great.
I'm out here at this event. We have 220 countries now that are listening to the One Mic Stand with Simply Nate. So this is an international radio broadcast. Can you introduce yourself to the folks who are listening?
Hi, yes. I'm Nona Carter. I'm an advocate, and I'm also the program manager at a nonprofit organization entitled CAS, Community Action for Safe Spaces. I advocate for the LGBT community, more importantly, the T, the transgender, because we are the more marginalized out of the letters.
Definitely. You also do work for returning citizens, don't you? As well as survivors,
yes, I do.
Workers. Don't limit yourself.
Let's go back.
Yeah.
To the young Nona. What experiences informed your desire to be an advocate and an activist?
At the age of 15, I left home. I wasn't really accepted, so to speak. And so to survive on the streets at a young age, I became a sex worker. It wasn't a fun game. Sex work, in my opinion, and the opinion of many others, like myself, is strictly for survival purposes only. Transgenders are more often, denied employment, for being living in our truth simply. And it becomes hard, after having so many doors shut in your face, you lose confidence in getting a job. So even if you do stop being a sex worker to try to better yourself and gain employment, you lose faith again. So you're left to do what you know is best, which is survival sex work.
That's real. But you've also worked at other nonprofits other than, not to name any of them if you don't want to, but can you share with us some of your, you can say whatever you want. We're not FCC regulated and can't nobody whoop my ass. But speak a little bit on your previous experience before you became program manager.
I worked at a nonprofit entitled Casa Ruby. Then it was a non-booming nonprofit, so there wasn't much money. So I was working for pennies on the dollar. But that's when I gained my first experience in advocacy, speaking at, the Wilson Building, speaking at rallies, Transgender Day of Remembrance, places like that where our voices could be heard.
Do you find, for folks who are like, oh my God, this has got all the jobs, do you think that in Washington, D.C., it's a more progressive city? Because a lot of folks try to say that.
I would say it has gotten better in a small sense, not in a wide scope of things. With the gentrification of the city, it's even harder now to gain employment because they're going to the people with the fair skin. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're snagging the job or even some of the Spanish folk, they come from wherever they come from and they gain employment quickly. I don't know if they're taking lesser money or how they gain employment so quickly, but it also goes to them very fast.
That's real. Do you find that when you gain positions, because I always tell people, positions don't equal good pay, okay?
Do you find that
sometimes you're giving titles, and those titles don't equal what you should be paid?
That happens a lot. Right now, I make a fair amount. I make a little above minimum wage, which is still not enough to survive or to live comfortably in Washington, D.C. We have the fourth highest cost of living in the nation. So make a minimum wage over $15 or anything under $25. It'll be very hard to survive. And that's where I am today. I'm not making enough to survive.
So we just want to put it on the internet. And I don't mean any harm. And I just want to be honest. And Nona didn't say this. Simply they did. So come fight me. In the District of Columbia, a program manager should make at minimum $45,000. Someone in a nonprofit with the title program manager should be making a minimum of $45,000. Sona, you're born and raised in the District of Columbia, correct?
Correct.
So, for me personally, and folks are like, oh, we miss Simply Nay's soapbox. This is my Simply Nay soapbox for today. Why the fuck is Nona struggling? Nona has helped returning citizens, male, female, and transgender. Nona has helped the homeless population, the LGBT, black, brown, and dirty. Like, why is it that at this point we don't want to acknowledge her commitment to our city and her contribution and her work ethic. So I'm not even looking at Nona as the have or the have not. I'm looking at the nonprofits that benefit from her work and her work ethic and why they ain't doing what the fuck they're supposed to do. This is Women's History Month. Let's talk about women's future. It can't be one if we're not paying women equitably.
Correct. Correct.
Do you find that in employment spaces for many transgender women like you, that you guys are just a token so they're able to say, oh, we hired a trans woman?
Honestly, yes. Yes. I'm going to leave it at yes. I don't want to throw anyone under the bus or speak any names, but yes. You know, especially.
Definitely, because you have to keep your job.
Correct. And, you know, especially in the beginning, when I first started out with employment, you know, in 2013, I was stabbed over 48 times and I survived. And the organization used it and ran with it and gained hella funding for my, you know, mishap, my condition, you know, my survival. And they gained lots of money and I saw almost none of it. For my story.
That's bullshit. You know what? We're going to go to a song so I can make sure I don't say nothing that'll get everybody put off the radio. Can we get a song on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay? And then when we come back, we're going to talk about how can people show up and support you and your work. Because what we've learned is you're going to do it anyway. So,
yeah,
we make sure you have what you need. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that a lot.
No,
I already do.
I appreciate it.
Come on. This one's dedicated to those who don't believe in real love. Especially in
love. Hey, yo, L.A. Drop it on them. Drop it on them. Drop it on them.
Travel, girl, I'll be your
y'all ain't know we was going to take it that far back. Mippy, may you rest in peace. For the white people listening, that's what the black folks call Whitney Houston. She's Mippy to us. Man, some of y'all are too young to know about that. We had something in common. Remember that, Nona?
I do.
Okay, fuck them up. They was in the video in the pool, and I want to know why she had a whole suit on. Okay, why does she have a whole suit on at the pool? We're not going to judge her because she did, but we are going to mention that suit she had. Okay, whole blazer. Looking like she about to take your deposit. May you rest in peace, man.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Listen, I want to talk about the struggles of working in social good. And I also want to talk about how much it is difficult. Because folks know that I work at the Future Foundation, and I can be fully transparent. I don't receive a salary for working at the Future Foundation. So hosting events and the different things that are able to give me a cute coin are how I'm able to pay my bills on a regular basis. But I am a firm believer that if we are trying to create a better world, and we know that in any world you got bills, we got to pay folk what they're worth. I was homeless with a job working for 1DC. I don't care anymore. I say names. Fight me. That's what it is. I'm in these streets. I was homeless working for 1DC. And I know that having a job doesn't mean everything is okay. And just like you mentioned, there are so many people from your community that are not even employed. So if you feel comfortable, can you take the folks listening on their fine phones what it looks like for you to struggle through a day, through a week, however deep you want to go?
Okay. Mind you, sex work has gone awry ever since the shutdown of Backpage and Craigslist. It was easier to screen the guys you were dating. You were able to Google map their address to see their neighborhood, to see where you were going, to know if you were safe or not. Since the closing down of those two sites, it pushed girls to the streets. And the value of prostitution goes down tremendously. So a lot of girls have lost their homes, their cars. You know, they struggle to, you know, even keep a hotel room over their head a night, because hotels are no longer cheap. You know, the Motel 6 is $90 plus nowadays. So it became very, very, very difficult. Also the fact that, you know, the unemployment rate for the transgender women of color is damn near 100%. It strikes home, and it hits home hard, because a lot of girls are really, really struggling for transportation to get to and fro. You know, they're dealing with homelessness, being hungry, needing the proper clothes to wear in the right temperature, to wear in the right weather. So it's a hard thing.
I don't mean to cut you off, but when you talk about the right clothes for the right weather, so many people are hoarders or have clothes and they don't want to give them away and things of that nature. And we're not.
Yeah.
But Nona had worked with and organized youth to be able to participate in the MLK parade that takes place on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue in Ward 8. Ultimately, the lack of good winter clothing was the barrier from them participating. And these are folks excited. There was a full float. The float still went on and everything. They still moved forward, organized, and sent their message. But when we're talking about what support looks like, sometimes it's not millions of dollars, baby. It's some leg warmers. That's what it's giving.
Right. Wow. That's a lot. I think if people were to think with their hearts instead of their minds, they'd stop going by how they were raised or what they were taught, and be individuals with hearts, you know, they would see that we're no different. We are no different. We're the same people, person you are. We bleed the same. We think alike. We dress alike. We talk alike. We're more alike than different. So don't let our small difference in our sexuality persuade you to not being kind to us. And that's ultimately what it boils down to. Ignorance.
We're gonna play a game in a little while because we won't let nobody steal our black girl joy, okay? But what I want to talk about is what are some of the experiences of the young women that you serve? Because you are a community mother to so many young women of so many different experiences. And, you know, to hold that emotional weight and to have to show up for folks and be your best self, even when you don't have what you need, I want folks to know what that's like. Can you talk a little bit about the babies you provide for?
The babies the most I can provide at this moment is guidance, is a listening ear. You know, I listen to their experiences with being turned down employment, or their experiences being raped or robbed or left in different spots by, you know, a date, you know, who's worked them out of their experience and not giving them their money. So I have to listen to all of this and then deal with my abundance of issues too. And it becomes a lot. But I choose to think, and I really believe I'm a strong individual, and I give the best advice. I do all that I can, sometimes more. And I become, as you said, a mother figure. You know, I don't like that role because it's challenging and it's hard. But I accept the role because that's the role God gave me. And I'm going to live in my truth and help all that I can.
And it's only hard because you're committed to doing it correct.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yes, it is.
You're committed to doing the right thing. You're committed to making sure that the experiences you've had are not the experiences of others. And that's why it's important for us to be having this conversation. If you could send a message to young Nona, if you could say something to young Nona that grown Nona now knows, what would be the thing, the message?
Well, to the young Nona, I would say you were a lot stronger than you thought. You chose to be naive because you thought it was the thing or the person to be, the naive individual, the gullible person. I thought that made me more of a woman. Not knowing that women are strong in many ways, physically, mentally, emotionally. And I didn't know that at being the young Nona. I thought being the more passive and, you know, sensitive Nona was the way to be. And if I knew now what I knew then about the employment and how to stand up for myself and how to stand up for my rights, I would have been a hell of a woman by now. Although I am, but I would have been much greater than I am now.
I was about to caress you. Listen, you know I was coming through with the No, man. You slay, and you slay unapologetically. And it's very important to know that your slay is in survival, that you can wake up the next day, that you can go through. But we want to take you from surviving to thriving. And everybody listening to these airwaves can be involved in doing that. And so we're going to talk about that after we go to our next song. Because, you know, this is a radio show, and so we've got to play music. What's next, production?
To work it away. guess that just made me even better. I try to keep myself busy. I'd rather run people think I make myself dizzy. I stepped it away. I sexed it away. I read it away.
For sopranos everywhere, we have the beautiful Solange. I am Simply Nay on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. The show is live from Martini, 725 Caddy Drive. I'm not in the room with all of the audience because you would not be able to hear me. My guest is the lovely Miss Nona. She has been dropping jewels on having a job and having a struggle. We all know that too motherfucking well. So let's talk about how we fix that. Because it's really cute when you just want to know about people's struggle, but it's even cuter when you work to fix it. So what does it look like to support you right now, sis?
Right now, I do have a PayPal link up, PayPal.me/Nona. And I'm trying to raise enough money for security deposit, first month's rent, and last month's rent, because nowadays that's what they want, all three, which is
right
too much, but it's what's going on. And, you know, that's just to find a room in a house, a shared home. That's not even for a studio apartment or one bedroom. I can't afford it. You know, my price range for living right now is only $700 or less. Most of the places I see, even a shared room in a group house, starts at $850. So I'm doing my best, and any help given is appreciated. and desperately need it. But I continue to work and do all I can to make my living situation the best it could be, you know?
That's real. Outside of what you need for rent, what is your cost for transportation and things? Like, what does it look like to support you for real? Like, it's easy to have somewhere to live, but you got to eat, you got to get to work, you got to wash your ass, you got to have toothpaste. What do you really need, Seth?
It's almost $50 a week in transportation to get up back and forth on the train. Food expenses can be up to $80 a week. I don't eat much. I'm a small frame girl, but I can't eat. Don't get it twisted. Clothing, I'm not a flashy individual. That can be up to $200 to $300 a month. You know what I mean? So we have living, food, transportation, clothing. Those are my basic essentials. Oh, no, cosmetics. Roughly $100 a month. You know what I mean? I went through a lot of things quickly. You know, most girls do, so it's, I didn't even think to include that. Thanks for saying that, Anaya, but
yes,
it's a lot. It's a lot, baby. And I can't do it alone as of yet, you know?
Right. And I want folks to know that that dollar that you want to give is good enough. That $5 you want to give is good enough. We
yes,
all need to be willing to wrap our loving arms around one another. You might can't take care of Metro for the whole take care of two rides. And so that's why I'm calling on you, because Nona needs our love and Nona needs our help. And the reason why I do this is because I want to make sure we are telling the stories of the people who are doing this shit worth talking about. And Nona is one of those people. Fun fact, me and Nona, we worked at the same organization, not at the same time, but at a time. So I'll just
right.
Be clear that my journey isn't too far from hers. I also have been a victim of taking advantage of the nonprofit complex, or the come up of the DC native, or the come up of the girl that's cute enough to talk to the media, but not cute enough to make sure I'm not sleeping in my car. Like, you get what it's giving?
Right.
People don't
totally
understand
agree.
That.
They
and
don't.
So what I'm trying to challenge folks to do is to really be a support to you and your work. Because no matter what organization employs you, your work has been a part of who you are since you've existed. So can you run how they can contribute back in case folks didn't hear it?
I'm sorry, it's kind of loud in the background here. You want me to do what again, Nay?
Can you give folks a PayPal and everything so they can contribute, you know, tell them again in case they missed it.
Oh, I'm Nona Connor. I'm a transgender woman of color, and I'm also an activist for my community, and I also work for CAS, Community Action for Safe Spaces, as the program manager. Making above minimum wage, but not enough to survive off of. I also speak at Raleigh that I support the homeless. I speak with the homeless for most marginalized communities. I work hard, and, you know, a teaspoon of sugar won't sweeten the Atlantic Ocean, but I like to think that what I do plays a big part in this bigger picture.
It does. Most certainly it does. We're going to play one more song, and after we play that song, we are going to play a game called Sinner or Saint. Why? Because it's St. Patrick's Day. All right. More with Miss Nona on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. Can I get a song, please, Mr. DJ?
If I ever fall in love again, next time the lady will be just like you.
The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello and I said hi. I knew right then you were the one. But I was caught up in physical situation, but to my satisfaction, maybe you're more than just a phase. And if I
ever fall
in love again, I will be
sure that the lady is a friend.
And if I
ever fall
in love, so true, I will be
sure that the lady's just like.
I say that I can be your one and only. Promise that you'll never leave me lonely. I just wanna be the one you need. Oh, baby. I just wanna be the one to serve you. Sometimes I feel as if I don't deserve you. I cherish every moment that we share.
That was Shy with If I Ever. We playing grown folks music today on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. I want to take a moment before we get to our final song to play a game with Miss Nona. Miss Nona, I am going to name five people. Five people, maybe 10, depending on how much time we get. And you will be able to say whether they are a sinner, in your opinion, or a saint. Nothing wrong. Can't be wrong. Can't be right. Sinner or saint. You ready?
I'm ready.
Maya Angelou.
Saint.
Oprah Winfrey.
Saint.
George W. Bush.
Sinner.
Mayor Muriel Bowser.
Sinner.
Ah, keep it real, okay? Lil Wayne.
Sinner.
Nicki Minaj.
Sinner.
Cardi B.
Sinner.
Offset.
Sinner.
Donald Trump.
Super sinner.
Gayle King.
Sinner. Don't do it now. She's a saint.
Yes. We did 10, girl. We did 10.
Uh-oh.
TikTok game?
I loved it. Can I say something real quick?
Yes, you can say whatever you want. That was my next question. What did we miss that you want to cover before we go off the air at 8 o'clock?
Oh, no, it was mainly towards the game, but I appreciate you allowing me to be a voice. I appreciate the people who listen and those who will, and when I donate, I appreciate you still. My voice has been heard. Now, it's time for the game. The reason why I say sinners to those individuals, because they can do more. If they are donating to organizations, it's something like Save the Whales or, you know, some organization that does already hit home, the heart of the problem. You know, and I feel those individuals can do more and be a better example, and they're just not.
That's right. When you know better, you do better. I really appreciate you for being on the One Mic Stand with Simply May. I also appreciate my brother from Hurt Village in Memphis, Tennessee. He was holding me down while I was trying to find Silent Spaces at Martini's. Again, make sure you stop past Martini's, 725 Tatum Road, Fort Washington, Maryland, 200-2074. Yes, 20744. Come on, Donna, with the answer. They have great burger wings. They have great Bang Bang shrimp. I ate it. I know. I love it. We're going to play a closing song, but before we do, my play, The Bell and the Bull Dagger, is debuting at the D.C. Black Theater and Arts Festival. Be there or be square in June. It's going to be June 22nd and June 29th. You will get several checks between then. Let's talk more about it. Nona, tell them one more time in case they forget how they can show up for you. Your PayPal one more time, sis.
My email, which is Mrs. Nona Connor, MrsNonaConner, @gmail.com or paypal.me/Nona, 7359.
There it is. Put your money where your mouth is. Black Women Matter. It's been another Women's Future Month exclusive. I'm Simply May. Thank you again, Miss Nona. Drop a last song on them. It's the One Mic Stand with Simply May. We'll be back next Sunday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Again, I'm always on your mind. I put my lyric and my lifeline on the line. And then no limit when I might shine, might grind. You rolling with it at the right time, right now.
Only put it on the time.
Bad girl, leave it now. Sir, leave it now. On your pulse, like a CDM. Gas on the fish, like a premium. Hard laughs on the bitch, all in the fast. I ain't been a bad bitch here before. And the cash came, I'm a savage. And a carrot, so my name, run the Alice. I'm a natural, I'm a rich.
I'm a savage, I'm an asshole, I'm a king. Shimmy out, shimmy out, shimmy out, rock. You can tell your nigga he can meet me outside. You can babysit him when I leave him outside. Ain't no other love like the one I know. I done been down so long, lost so. I done came down so hard, I slow. I done see forever, all a real nigga won't.
Love's gonna get you killed, but pride's gonna be the death of you.
Trust me.
All I want is loyalty. 10-4, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You wacky, shifty, you don't vibe with me no more. I need
loyalty.
Tell me who you're loyal to. Is it money, is it fame, is it weed, is it drink? Is it coming down with the loud pipes in the rain? Big chillin' only for the power in your name. Tell me who you're loyal to. Is it love for the streets when the lights get dark? Is it unconditional when the robbery don't start? Tell me when your loyalty is coming from the heart.
Tell me who you're loyal to. Do it start with your woman or your man? Do it end with your family and friends? Or your loyalty itself in the dance?
said, tell me who you're loyal to. Is it